Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, let's see, Terry. What the heck's going on around our country right now?
More madness in Texas.
No, not
deep
again.
In the heart of Texas.
Okay, that's bad. So they're doing it again, huh? What evil thing are they up
to? Oh, God. Anyway, so a Mr. Stephen Woods, a veteran,
a combat
veteran who's disabled, has a dog that works as a psych dog for him. He's not officially labeled as a service dog because he hasn't gone through that process. However, it's the doctor recommended, and it's been the therapy's been working regardless of what you label him as.
Right.
There was a dog bite in his neighborhood, specifically his next door neighbor. The neighbor could not identify the dog to the police until he saw Mr. Woods and Mimi, the pit bull who wears pink. And then the neighbor said, "That's the dog."
So suddenly it's Mimi.
Suddenly it's Mimi.
Because she's in front of him.
And you couldn't identify that. Yes, you couldn't identify the dog until it walked out of the house.
And it's your neighbor's dog.
Yeah. Hmm.
Sounds suspicious to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm, just a little bit.
So, and this is all in Fort Worth. Fort Worth followed the rules, and they quarantined the dog for, you know, making sure that it didn't have rabies mm-hmm. and whatever. Now the problem is he can get the dog back, and I'll let you into a secret. He has gotten the dog back just recently,
right.
But he had to pay many, I don't know if it's hundreds or thousands of dollars in penalties, but he has to carry $100,000 worth of liability insurance now.
And worst of all,
a muzzle on the dog whenever he takes it out.
How wrong is that?
It's freaking stupid. I can't believe there's not more investigation on this neighbor and the alleged bite.
Yes, who sounds like a maroon.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stupid in the world.
And
you can't fix it.
Yeah, can't fix it. And I just, when it impacts dogs' lives, it makes me crazy.
So the good news is, and we'll post the link so you can kind of see the video, mm-hmm. He got the dog back.
Right.
Largely because of dog lovers around the U.S. And maybe world. I don't know how many people actually donated, but the fees were paid.
That's awesome.
And
so he could get his dog back.
He could get his dog back, and it touched a lot of people.
Well, you know, and he says in this article, he's quoted as saying, he's so happy to have Mimi back that muzzling her is not an issue for him. That's a big issue for me, because every time she's in public, that's labeling her. Yeah. And she, well, you know, I don't know that she's a dangerous dog.
I would bet hundreds of dollars
right.
She's not.
Right. So she's just being labeled again because of the way she looks, and because apparently the investigators chose not to look into it enough to maybe like clear her name.
Right, because it's just a dog.
Just a dog.
I know.
And
idiots.
As Stephen Woods will be the first to tell you, that dog is a lifesaver for him.
Yeah.
So, you know, Stephen, we're delighted that you got your dog back. Mimi, you know, four paws up to you, girl. You keep doing your job. And Texas, get a grip.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
No ranting this time.
Nope.
The Smithsonian.
Oh, what did they do? They did something
they
good?
They did for Veterans Day. They put up a memorial I think it's a memorial, sort of. They did a display honoring Stubby, World War I dog who was Pitbull.
Ah, that's fabulous. Stubby's really famous. Yeah. We did included him in one of our episodes in the past. In fact, we'll put a link to that so you guys can learn more about Stubby. But he was a hero dog in World War I, and he was
serious.
A pity. He was
serious.
A Pitbull.
He was an awarded hero from the war. Saving, I can't remember how many he saved from gas attacks and... God, I can't
brilliant.
Remember. It was a huge, long history of this
of
dog's
Stubby.
Amazing, man.
And it's so cool that an institution like the Smithsonian honored him. So, bravo, Smithsonian. You get Gold Star this week for doing a good thing for dogs. Awesome, man.
Awesome.
And then there's Jamie.
Yeah. So, Jamie is someone we've had on the show, what, three times, I guess?
Mm-hmm, at least. Jamie went down in Texas.
And her buddy, and our buddy, Caesar.
Caesar is a pit bull. He's a tripod. He's a three-legged boy, and he is a sweetheart. And there's a long, long story of how Caesar came to live with Jamie, how she rescued him. He is beyond words, one of the sweetest dogs on the planet, and we know that from afar, and if we ever get to hug and kiss him, we'll be very happy about that. But in the meantime, oh, Caesar's in a little trouble.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
He only has one front leg.
Exactly.
And
when he was out for a stroll, he was going up the bank of a, I don't know if it was a creek or a river,
mm-hmm.
and ripped his toenail out. And then it got infected,
mm-hmm.
and he just had surgery this week to remove part of the toe. So he's got, you know, the cone on his head and the bandage on his leg and a fair amount of pain.
And, one of the things that we're delighted to report, according to Jamie, that he is going to be okay, that because this was life-threatening.
Right. They were worried that he may not survive the
because
infection.
Because of the infection, yeah.
Or they may have to remove the other front leg.
Right.
Fortunately, it was just the toe. So
yes.
Now he's a, well, still a tripod, but...
with minus one toe.
Minus one toe.
And so right now, I mean, the difficult thing is getting him through the healing process because now that left front leg, the only one he's got, is bandaged. So
yeah.
Jamie's looking into getting him some version of a wheelchair for
yep.
dogs that will enable him to roll and walk.
Right.
And support his front, the front part of him. So that's where you guys come in.
Right. We're going to try and help raise the money to get these wheels, or at least a good portion of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we figure if we can get $400 or $500 together, which if everybody gives a buck, that's not too bad.
Right.
She'll be able to get that. Now, she's a college student.
Right.
And she's not, you know.
She has limited funds.
Limited funds, so.
You know, and the wonderful dog-loving public in the past helped Jamie when she first got Caesar to pay for his medical bills for his amputation and all that stuff. So we will post a way for you to make contributions to Caesar's care, to his new wheels, and then we will keep you guys updated on how he gets along with his new wheels.
Right. Right, and yeah, lots of pictures. I can't wait to see him go.
Yeah, so guys, just, you know, keep Caesar in your prayers. He's a fighter. He's been through so much in his life, but he is, you know, the most loving dog in the world and one of Jamie's best buddies. So we just want you well, Caesar. You take care, Bubba.
All right, guys. I think that's it for this episode.
We're out of here.
Bye.